This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Well, my name is Howard Tiersky, and I run a company called From, the Digital Transformation Agency. And what we do is we work with large brands on digital transformation, which these days means really rethinking how the company operates and relates to its customers and its employees to meet the needs of today's digital customers and digital employees. Because the truth is that the people that most brands engage with on a daily basis, they're living a lifestyle with digital at the center, which means that if they want to make those people happy, if they want to appeal to those people, again, whether it's employees or customers, they need to be highly digitally enabled or they're going to feel out of step. And many large brands, great brands who've been around for decades and decades, sometimes more than a century, are still trying to get there, but the pace of change has been so great that they're still trying to keep up. And so the work that we do is mostly working with those large brands to help them create the right vision and then figure out how to execute quickly to keep up with the pace of change.
Howard, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, user adoption is key to absolutely everything. You know, I'll go beyond saying it's key to everything in the work that I do around digital transformation. Honestly, user adoption is the heart of any business, because what I always say is, you know, we focus a lot on things like customer research and how to understand the customer better. But before you even get to the how, success of a business is mostly driven by the ability of that business to drive the behavior of their customers and employees. And that's kind of another way of saying user adoption. You want people to do what you want them to do. You want your customers to buy your product. Ideally, you want them to buy it through the preferred channels. Maybe you prefer them to buy it direct versus buy it off of Amazon. You want them to, you know, if they need help with service and support, you want them to engage. They're going to go to the website and do it on a self-service basis, not call your call center. You want them to tell their friends how great your product is. You don't want them to post horrible reviews on Amazon saying your product is terrible, and so on and so on. If you can get your users to adopt the behaviors that you want, and by the way, the same is true of employees. You want your employees to use your new digital tools, to follow your processes, to engage, to be friendly to your customers, et cetera, et cetera. And on both sides, employee and customer side, it's challenging to get people to do what you want them to do. But if you can do it, then boom, you're done. You've got a fantastic business. And that will cover up a lot of sins in other areas if you're, I don't know, finance and accounting isn't perfect, or if there's something in your supply chain that could be optimized. There's always other things to work on. But if you get the user adoption right, you're probably running a successful business. And if you don't, then no matter how well you're doing the other things, it's kind of not going to matter in the end, because you're not going to have the money coming in and you're not going to be having your employees do what you need them to do to be successful.
Howard, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
The biggest challenge is that people are hesitant to change. People are creatures of habit. Once people, and let's talk about employees for a moment. Once your team members have a rhythm and a pattern of doing things, a lot of people, when you come along and say, hey, good news, we have a new CRM system we're implementing. A lot of people are like, oh, I already learned how to use the old CRM system. And you can tell them how great the new CRM system is. And some people will be excited about it. But the people who embrace change and are enthusiastic about change kind of naturally tend to be a minority. They're there for sure, but they're a minority. The majority would just assume you leave things as they are because it's just one more thing for them to have to deal with. That is a very, very common mindset. And so when you want employees to adopt something, you often have to figure out how to motivate them to, you know, get excited about it, get enthusiastic about it, and see what's in it for them. And the same is kind of true of customers. You know, if you come out with a new product, it had better be, well, if you come out with something that requires people to learn something new, to do something in a different way, to buy something they don't already have, you're going to face people who are like, do I really need that? Is it really worth the effort? You have kind of a hill to climb. Now, of course, some products do climb that hill. Clearly, there was a time when none of us used Kindles and none of us had Alexa and none of us had smartphones. And at a certain point, something new came along and we said, yeah, I want that. But how many things came along that we said, do I really need a robotic vacuum cleaner in my house? Why is that going to help me? You know, one of my favorite examples of this is the elevators systems that I talk about this in my book that, you know, you may have seen in some large buildings where at some point or other, someone came along and came up with this new method of calling an elevator, where instead of pushing the up or down button, you type in the floor number that you're going to, and then it tells you, okay, go to elevator G or go to elevator B or whatever. And this is intended to optimize the elevators and make you get to your floor faster. But I worked in a building where they installed one of these, and I got to see the resistance. People would show up and be like, what the heck is this? Why do I have to figure out how to use your elevators? You know, people resented the idea that something that they already knew how to do, calling an elevator, now required them to figure out something new. So I think this inherent mindset is the biggest challenge to any kind of user adoption.
Howard, what advice would you like to share with people trying to improve user adoption?
Well, two things, I think, at the most basic level. One is, you have to make sure you have something worth adopting. If you want people to take the time and trouble, you better make sure that you are delivering something that's worth their effort. If you're not, if there's very little in it for them, you're going to be climbing a really steep hill. And the second is, make sure you understand what aspects of what you're asking people to adopt are delivering value for each different user segment, because you're going to need to essentially market whatever you're trying to get people to adopt. You know, you're going to have to say, hey, I want you to adopt this thing, and here's why, and here's what's great about it, and here's how you go about it. This is what I need you to do. I'll give you an example. We implemented for Farmers Insurance the new agent-facing portal for policies. So, you know, if you're a Farmers Insurance agent or you work in an office and someone comes in and wants car insurance or home insurance, this is the tool that the people in the office go into to enter all your information and find out how much is your insurance going to cost. And if you say yes, then they take your credit card, give you the insurance, that application. What we discovered was, and it had, of course, hundreds of features. So if you're trying to get people excited about adopting this new thing, what are you going to talk about? There's so many things you could talk about. For one thing, this took them from a green screen interface to a traditional, you know, web-based interface, which you'd think everybody would be loving. Like, who wants to work in a green screen interface? But when we did customer research, here's what we learned. We learned that, you know, the people who've already learned how to use these green screens where you type everything and use cryptic commands, some of those people had been in their jobs for 10 years and they knew all those commands and they could type them really, really fast. And they weren't thrilled about moving to a completely different system that was easier to learn, because they'd already learned the hard to learn system, which, by the way, gave them job security. So for those people, saying this is a new, easier to learn system was not a selling point. It was a reason to resist. On the other hand, when speaking to people who owned the little agencies that make up the whole network of Farmers Insurance, they were thrilled because they knew that if they wanted to grow and they needed to hire more people, they could hire them and train them faster. So by doing the research to understand that, we knew that when we were communicating to the owners of the individual insurance sort of locations, focusing on ease of learning was very important. But when speaking to the people who are actually going to use the system every day, we didn't focus on that. And we identified through research with them, through interviews and other mechanisms of research, which were the little features in the system that were going to make their day better and easier, that were going to take effort out. And we focused on those things, because those are the things that matter to those particular users.
And Howard, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Sure. Well, so many sources, right? But if in terms of the work that I do and the stuff that I talk about, I'd say a couple places. I've written a book, which is a Wall Street Journal bestselling business book called Winning Digital Customers, The Antidote to Irrelevance. And it talks about a process for digital transformation, the foundation of which is understanding your customer and being able to craft a better value proposition and market that proposition to drive customer behavior. And that book is available, you know, wherever books are sold. As they say, you can find it on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, etc. There's also a website for the book. You can go there to winningdigitalcustomers.com, where there's links to all the places you can buy the book. And in addition, you can download the first chapter for free if you want to just check it out. In addition, I publish a lot of content on LinkedIn and Medium and other places. And probably the best place to start there is to find me on LinkedIn. You can just look up my name, Howard Tiersky, T-I-E-R-S-K-Y.
Well, thanks, Howard.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.